Good morning, welcome back to Nachyami. Today we're going to be learning together Mizmor Chav Dalet, the 24th Psalm of the Book of Tehillim. This is a short Mizmor, but it is a very, very well-known one because it appears numerous times in the davening, in the tefillah. Let's take a look at it from a structural point of view, first of all. It is, in fact, 10 psukim long, a short Mizmor, and broken up into two distinct sections. The first section runs from Aleph to Vav, and the last section runs from Zayin to Yud. It is clear that these sections are delineated not only in theme, but the word Selah breaks them up. As the Malbim explains numerous times in the Book of Tehillim, Selah is almost like a paragraph in terms of themes. So we have the first paragraph at the first Selah, at the end of Pasuk Vav, and the second one at the end of the Mizmor, at the end of Pasuk Yud. The first section seems to be describing the type of person who is able to ascend the mountain of Hashem. Mi'aleh b'har Hashem, u'mi'okum b'mukom kodshoy. Who's going to be the person who ascends to the mountain of Hashem? And the answer that's given is nekicha payim uvar levo v'asher lo'inasa lashov nashi. The person who has clean hands, has a pure heart, and has not sworn falsely. That's the kind of person who will ascend to the mountain of Hashem. That's the first section. The second one seems to be imploring twice over that the gates open for the Melech HaKavod, for the King of Glory, and finally the gates do open upon the second request. Now, just a few things to focus on in terms of the theme. Why is it that the person who is the one who is able to ascend to the mountain of Hashem is a person who is described as three things, really? Neki Chapaim, clean hands. Bar Lebov, is that a purity of heart or a cleanliness of heart. And Lo Nasa LaShav Nafshi, that their soul has not sworn falsely. There seem to be like details. There doesn't seem to be an encompassing idea of what a person is supposed to be. So how does this work exactly together? The Malbim explains that in every person, embedded in every person, is the will and wish to do right. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into us a soul, and that soul is driven to do right in this world. And therefore he quotes Chazal saying, "Kishenotzar ha'adam ner dolek al roshoy." When a person is created, they have a candle above their heads. They make the soul, every soul as it enters the world, as it's born, takes an oath to be good and not bad, to use their wherewithal to follow the right things. He explains, Haner, that candle in that mashal, he hanashama, ha'elokis, is the divine soul that a person has implanted in them. Ner lokim nishmas adam. What is the shvua? What is the oath symbolically that's being described in this midrash? Is that the natural forces in a person, we'll call it the moral forces in the human being, to do the right thing. So what this is describing over here is the person who's going to climb the mountain of Hashem is a person who's listening to themselves. A person who has really found out that genuinely inside of themselves they want to do the right thing, and they're not rationalizing, they're not covering up, they're not making noise to overcome that clarion call of doing right. That's the type of person who's referring to. So it's not just a person who doesn't swear falsely. Of course that's an attribute. Of course that is a virtue. But we're talking about a person who by nature allows their compass needle to point to the north and does not disturb it with any other white noise to interfere. Now, the main question that really needs to be begged and wondered when looking at this Mizmor is, how in the world do we connect the two parts of this Mizmor? How is it the first section, which is talking about a person who's trying to strive to climb the mountain of Hashem, has to do anything to do with the second section, which seems to be referring to the gates opening? Well, what is going on over here? So in order to understand this, we need to enter into the section of the events behind the Mizmor. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, and this appears in numerous other places, describes the following story, that this Mizmor was actually said when Shlomo Melech started building the Beis HaMikdash, actually completed the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and he wanted to bring the Aron, the Ark into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But the gates held stuck to one another, Davku Sha'arim Zebazeh, and Shlomo Melech prayed 24 renanos, 24 prayers, which refers to probably the 24 psalms before this, and Lo Nene, and the gates did not open. So then he says, Su'u Sha'arim Roshechem, he said the words, let the gates open, let open your heads, O gates. And let Leviova Melech HaKavod. And the gates, in fact, said, it sort of symbolically ran after him to consume him. Yeah, obviously means to say this was not the right time. It was not appropriate for him to be asking this. And he and they said, who is the Melech HaKavod? He says, he responded by Hashem Tzorva HaTzorkoisu Melech HaKavod Zela. They didn't answer. They wouldn't open. And finally, he begged on behalf of David and all the kindness that David, his father, had done. And finally, the gates opened. And then suddenly, when the enemies of David HaMelech saw that the gates, in fact, did open, they ultimately became very embarrassed. They paled immediately when seeing that the sin of David HaMelech was, in fact, atoned. So the backstory that this Gemara seems to be bringing up over here is that really what is at stake over here was David's own lineage, David's own identity, because after his sin with Bathsheba, many people said that David HaMelech was not going to be the fitting king to be the continuum for the nation of Israel, and certainly not the son of a product of that marriage of Bathsheba, who is Shlomo HaMelech, would not be the one to coronate and to inaugurate the Beis HaMikdash. At this point in time, when that was all in the balance, till well after David HaMelech died, and the Beis HaMikdash was to be built by Shlomo HaMelech. Only when ultimately the Aron HaKodesh was brought in, the gates, so to speak, clearly symbolically accepted the Aron HaKodesh, was David HaMelech vindicated, and he was atoned for that episode in his life with the episode of Bathsheba. So what was at stake over here seems to be David HaMelech's own sense of personality and his own sense of continuum, which may connect the first and the second section. Maybe this is a description about a person who can reascend, who a person who can go up again to the mountain of Hashem, which David HaMelech is talking perhaps autobiographically about himself. And how is that concluded? It's only concluded when the gates do open for the Aron HaKodesh of the Holy of Holies to accept the Aron HaKodesh. That's one way of looking at it. The Malbim takes a slightly varied approach to this, which is remarkable. And the Malbim says that let's broaden this to a much bigger way of looking at this. Maybe this entire Mizmor is about the connection of heaven and earth. He gives an example. He says he gives a parable. He says, imagine that you have a king who's the king of Rome, and he makes a decree that nobody is allowed to travel from Rome to Syria or Syria to Rome. There's going to be a separation of these two states. But then one day the king decides he wants to go and marry a young lady from Syria, but he lives in Rome. So what he does is he takes away the decree. He removes the iron curtain. And now that he is able to go to Syria, and there's going to be interdispersion between the two countries. So Hashem says, at the beginning, there was a separation. Hashem ha'aretzim lo'yotev v'yoshevavah. There was HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the beginning. He owned everything, but there was a separation between heaven and earth, between the two states. And ultimately, Hashem opened up that curtain, allowing there to be interpollination between the heavens and the earth. Human beings to come up, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, to come down. The first half of the Mizmor talks about human beings coming up. The second half of the Mizmor talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, coming down. V'yavo Melech HaKavod, the king of glory, will come down. And in fact, the Malbim says it's a historical description how at the very beginning of history, there were only certain individuals who were willing to take those steps up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until such point, at the end of the first section, when he says that, the pasuk he says is Zedar Dor Shov. This is a generation of people who are seeking you, Mevakshei Fonecho Yaakov Sela. People who are seeking you out like Yaakov. Why like Yaakov? Because Yaakov was the one, Yaakov Avinu was the one who saw the Sulam, the ladder, which was the bridge between earth and heaven. Meaning to say, what David HaMelech is saying is we're now living in a generation which really wants that connection, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please allow us to ascend. And if you're allowing us to ascend, that means you need to, so to speak, need in inverted commas, to descend. That's why Su'ur Sha'ar Rasheichem, open up the gates again, so V'yavo Melech HaKavod, you should come back to the Beis HaMikdash. You should find a Dira B'tachtonim, you should find a place to live in this world, because it goes both directions. That's the way he understands this on a greater scale, which is a remarkable idea, is that it's not just that we come close to Hashem by us ascending, but by us ascending, it allows HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have the space, the Dira B'tachtonim, to come and meet us on earth as well. Where does this Mizmor appear in our davening? It appears numerous times. One is, it appears when we put the Sefer Torah back, all times during the week and Shabbos, all with the exception of Shabbos morning. Any other time, Shabbos afternoon, weekday Kriyas HaTorahs, fast days, we say LeDavid Hashem, or LeDavid Mizmor Hashem Aretz Umloya, and that's about returning the Aron, which obviously reflects the historical event when the Ark of the Covenant, the Aron, was being brought to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We're reenacting that every time we bring the Torah back. That reflects the second half of the Mizmor. There's another time we said, and that is as the Mizmor Shir Shel Yom. It is the song that the Levim would have sung in the base of Migdash during the times of the Karbonos on Sunday. Why on Sunday? That seems to reflect the first section of the Mizmor, which is LaHashem Ha'aretzim Layah. Hashem controls the entire world. Why? Because this reflects day one of creation. So both parts of that of the Mizmor are in fact reflected in these two different times. It is also said on the night of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur after Amidah in Shul. And there's numerous other times that it appears in Tikkun Chatzos, various other places that this Mizmor features as a very prominent idea of connection of heaven and earth. One last pasuk in the spotlight, which just reflects the same theme, and that is the first pasuk, which is LaHashem Ha'aretzim Layah, that Hashem controls all the land and everything in it. And this is actually the center of a very fascinating philosophical discussion, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Hei, in which the Gemara discusses, is the land in fact given for human consumption, for human usage, or was the land given, was it really in Hashem's domain, it's Hashem's possession? The Gemara quotes two psukim. One pasuk seems to indicate one way, and one pasuk seems to indicate the other way. So for instance, this pasuk in our Mizmor says, LaHashem Ha'aretzim Layah Tevel V'yoshveva, that the land belongs to Hashem, and all of it, everything inside of it, heavens and earth. However, there's another pasuk later on in Tehillim which says, "Hashamayim shamayim laHashem, va'aretz nasan livnei adam." Although heaven, the celestial domain, is Hashem's domain, but ha'aretz, the land, terra firma, is given to human beings. Which is it? Do the human beings have control of the earth or not? Or have you been given license to use it or not? So the Gemara responds by saying, "It says kan lifnei bracha, kan la'achar bracha." It depends on whether we have yet said a blessing, whether we've yet thanked and recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in every item in this world or not. Meaning, if there's a grape growing on a tree, and I take it off, and without saying a bracha, I put it in my mouth, I've stolen from Hashem because the land really belongs to Him. If I say the bracha, that's the keypad access which Hashem allows us to use to get it, and once we say the bracha, it becomes ours. So this Mizmor is actually referring to the pre-state, which is LaHashem Ha'aretzim Lo'yah, that Hashem controls all of the land, that's before the bracha. When we actually say the bracha, that's when it validates and allows us to be able to use it. That's perhaps a perspective of the connection between, again, heavens and earth. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.